Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, good morning and welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. I'm going to clap because I can't get my sound effects to work. There we go. Thank you. Here we go. Here we go in the green room. Let's hear it. Woo-hoo. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Silver Sister. Good morning, Cannabis Kid. Are you around? Cannabis Kid is out in the world. He's cruising South Dakota and hanging in Deadwood with my peeps. Cocksuckers. I had to say it. I couldn't help myself. It's over a peep show anyway. Oh, first minute of the show. It's going to get crazy today. Cannabis Kid, we miss you. Today's just going to be an informative kind of hangout, chill day. Smoke your pipes with us and tell us what strains you're on this morning. We're going to do a little sour diesel, straight up sour diesel, which is going to send me to the moon. It always does. So welcome to the moon, everybody. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday for the best day. It's October 18th. I can't believe it. It's darn near Christmas time. We need to get the bells out. It's Halloween. Where are our spooky? Yeah, we need the witches out, man, and the spookies out. Forget the Christmas colors and stuff. Be spooky. All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. I want to give a really big, huge, heartfelt shout out to everybody in California, especially my peeps and my family and friends in Napa, and most importantly, all of the first responders, from firemen to policemen to volunteers to interpreters to the Canadians that came, the Australians that came to help with the fires, our National Guard came, the military came, and people from all over the world came to help Napa, Santa Rosa, Calistoga, all those places over there that have been just devastated by fire. I love you all so much and have been just praying and thinking about you guys nonstop. Always do, but even more so now. You know, at the top of Facebook, it says, what's on your mind? Napa. Napa is always on my mind, especially now. So stay safe, you guys. Wear your N95 masks. And even indoors, I heard you need to wear some of that stuff indoors because that stuff gets through the filters. I mean, you guys don't realize, but when you put the air on, and or even if you're not, it just comes in through windows, through filters, and it's just a good idea to keep those things on regardless of whether or not you're going outside. I wonder if they have tiny little N95 masks for dogs. That would be great. A little cat mask. You see it? Tiny little mask. That would be awesome. I don't even know if they'd make one for chihuahuas. They're so small. You could stick the chihuahua in the mask. Instead of putting the mask around. Anyway, thank you guys. It's been a week and a half of heartbreak and worry. Friends and family have lost homes, and I'm just so grateful that their lives are, they're all still alive and Facebooking and chiming in and letting me know that they're okay. And I really appreciate that because it's hard being over here and not being able to be there. And thanks, interpreters. You guys are rocking the interpreter show. I catch all the live updates from the CHP, the Napa Valley CHP. Thank you, Sheriff Matt McCumber and Fireman Sean Bowles and everybody else out there that I grew up with that's helping out there. But the interpreters are awesome. And they got Spanish interpreters as well, so they do the the announcement's live with the interpreter standing there, and then 5 minutes later you get your Spanish translation. They've been really great about it because you can't speak Spanish and listen to the English version at the same time. I was thinking about that. I'm like, why are the deaf? Well, because the deaf don't say anything, so it's easy to, you know, sign and not interrupt what's going on. So I thought about that. But thank you to everybody who is saving my family and my best friends out there. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that. The fires have been devastating to so many people who've lost homes and businesses and lives and animals and family members. But it's also been devastating to our community, the cannabis community. I'm going to read an article, and then there's a link to where you can keep the tabs on the fires that are affecting the cannabis crops. In California, weed country wildfires burn both cash and crops. And this is, you know, I was listening to an announcement from the California Highway Patrol or Napa County office of somebody the other day, and there was a lady that was really worried and very upset about her wine, about her vineyards. And she kept asking, what are you guys doing to stop the spread of the fire to the vineyards? And another lady very angrily piped up and said, why do you care so much about the stupid vineyards? And as a business person, I just want to say, well, first of all, that's what Napa Valley is known for. But she was caring about her business. It would be the same thing for tumbleweeds. If this whole town caught on fire, we would be concerned about tumbleweeds and our patients and how they were going to be able to get their medicine and how they could get their cards and how they were going to get released during this time. So, you know, I think we need to be understanding of everybody. Maybe you don't have a vineyard or a business, but it's something that is as heartfelt as a home to somebody, because it is a second home to somebody. It's something that they've built from the ground up. And the vineyards are very important to our economy, to our culture, and they're very, very, very important part of Napa Valley. So I just hope that everybody is very understanding of whatever anybody's losing in these fires. It's not good. And we just need to be more understanding, I think. A business is a business is a business. And it's important that businesses, you know, sure, they're not probably as important as someone's life. But for that person, the next day, had their vineyards been burnt down, unlike the lady who was yelling at her, who probably had a 9-to-5 job she could go to and earn a paycheck every week, 2 weeks, this other lady was concerned about her vineyards because, and about these cannabis crops, because when they burn down, they have to wait months and months and months and months for a crop to grow and to cure and to settle. And, you know, wine takes years and years and years to perfect. And this isn't something where someone is just going to, oh, get their business started again overnight, or go back to 7-Eleven, or go back to Queen of the Valley Hospital, or wherever they're going to go work at, you know, the accounting offices. It's not like, you know, my best friend just toughed it out the whole time. She wanted to stay at home, but she had a deadline. She's an accountant. She had to go to work. She's very lucky. She had a job to go to. These vineyard and cannabis crop operators are not going to have that, and it's devastating. So I just want everybody to just take a deep breath. No one knows the shoes you walk in until you walk in them. And you might not ever walk in someone else's shoes, but it's important to allow them to feel what they're feeling, and which is one of the main goals of the mental health first responders. They were letting everyone know that whatever feeling you were having during that time was okay, because it's chaotic, and it still is. There's 45% contained. A fire popped up in Sausalito. I got a text message from a friend yesterday that said there's a fire in Sausalito now. I was liking this to a fishbowl of fire. I said to my best friend, pardon, here comes the words. I said, I feel like you're in a fucking fishbowl of fire. I said, and I can't get there to help, you know, and I'm just having to watch all you guys scramble in this, because inside that fishbowl where the fire is surrounding, everybody's anxious. Everyone's nervous. They're all on edge. They're watching their friends lose homes. They're watching family members lose homes, even lives. And they're in a panic. And maybe they're not thinking clearly, but they're not, you know. Obviously, you get in this kind of a situation, and it happened overnight, devastation, and we just got to give people a chance to breathe and to collect themselves. As a massive fire on the horizon belched smoke into Northern California Valley last week, about 20 people helped a pot farmer evacuate cows, goats, alpacas, and other animals from a property at risk of being torched. As the motley group loaded up the livestock onto borrowed horse trailers, about a dozen police officers roared up in cruisers. Quote, the officer said that anyone who had any dope in their car was going to jail. One of the farmers helping load the animals recounted in a telephone interview, that was really scary. The farm is one of the few permitted cannabis farms in Mendocino County, more than 100 miles north of San Francisco, making the pot on it as legitimate as can be in the haze of today's regulatory environment. The cops didn't find weed in the cars helping evacuate animals, but what amounted to a raid during the most destructive series of wildfires in recent California history underscores the continuing risk and challenges facing the marijuana industry in a state that has voted to legalize it. The wildfires' effect on California's famed wine industry have been well documented, but the first effects, but the fires affecting the North America pot farms as well as those farther north in an area known as the Emerald Triangle, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties have received less attention, even as they have killed more than 40 people and burned at least 200,000 acres. Not all 40 people were in Mendocino County, though. The financial costs thus far, hard to measure, could be massive. As federal laws force the cannabis industry to deal in all cash, could be millions in paper money is up in flames alongside uninsured crops that farmers need to continue to operate. Forced to operate in cash without insurance and under the constant threat of raids, despite legal protections, the cannabis industry faces continued struggles as it waits for legal recreational marijuana laws to take effect in California. Yet as fires continue to rage through the rural hills dotted by cannabis farms, law enforcement officials say that they will continue to do their job. is the California Highway Patrol going to stop writing traffic tickets during a wildfire? No, said Lieutenant Chris Stutes of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, which enforces some water-related aspect of cannabis law since legal growers often divert water, endangering the fragile ecosystem. He said he doesn't have knowledge of the specific raid farmers recounted, but that what the farmers said sounded typical. Other agencies said to be involved in the raid didn't respond to requests for comment. Don't you have anything better to do is a common statement people make when they don't like the outcome of what is happening, said Stutes. That's always a lame defense. Those officers still have a job to do, and law still apply even though there's a crisis. Estimates for the effect on the cannabis industry from the California wildfires are tough to nail down, much like the actual size of the market. California tax collectors estimate taxable pot sales of $486 million through June of this year, after taxable sales of $937 million in 2016. But those are just medical marijuana sales. According to a report commissioned by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, outlaw growers produce around 11 million pounds a year, which is about $9.9 billion in current prices, with the vast majority illegally sold across the U.S. The black market exists in part because cannabis remains a Schedule I drug in federal guidelines, which means production, transport, sale, and consumption of the drug are punishable by prison time. As a result, big banks won't touch cannabis cash, despite Obama-era guidance that suggests they would not be prosecuted. Consequently, everyone involved in the industry, from cultivators to retail shops, store hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. And those bills, like the crops, are uninsurable for many of the same reasons that the industry deals in cash, which becomes its insurance agent or insurance against crop destruction. So, you know, they're thinking if anything happens to the crop, they will have got millions of dollars set aside. Well, with the fire, likely some of that went up in smoke. Nobody has crop insurance. Nobody has insurance for what they've got in their safes, said Tim Blake, co-founder of the Emerald Cup, a marijuana festival held annually in Santa Rosa, referring to the stacks of bills stashed in the rural hills of Northern California. Deep in weed country, most of the cultivators that have been evacuated had a chance to grab their cash, says cannabis cultivator Justin Calvino, who was present at the Mendocino raid. You can't move your crops. You pretty much have time to grab your cash, your birth certificate. The sheriff will give you about an hour. But farther south, in the wine regions of Napa and Sonoma, where pot also thrives, it is similar to grapes in terms of growing conditions and crop cycle. Many were less fortunate. And I just want to say that knowing what I know about the fires and being a resident of Napa Valley my entire life, when the sheriff knocks on your door, the videos have said you have about 30 seconds to get out of there. Please don't take this hour that this person has given you in this article, because it's not, that's not the way it goes. If someone's knocking on your door, it's time to go. You don't get an hour. You get a couple minutes. So just keep that in mind. I just want to let everybody know this is serious stuff. I know 12 people who have had their cash burned by the fire, said Joyce Williams, chief revenue officer of Big Rock, a private equity firm that invests in cannabis businesses. Williams says that some of those who have lost property and cash have had more than $100,000 go up in flames. In other businesses, you're going to have access to resources when this type of disaster action, she said, but in cannabis, there's no infrastructure or opportunity to act. Blake says that the fire's timing was doubly damaging because of the many businesses affected had spent tens of thousands of dollars on new equipment and permits as the new regulatory regime slowly came into focus. Now, without access to credit, he suspects some will get wiped out. And seriously bad timing is this is harvest time. These people are just weeks away from harvest as well. Some farmers may be able to sell their property if they can't bankroll rebuilding another year of crops, but others, including those that lease the land, may not recover. Cannabis producers in Sonoma and Napa are dwarfed by growers elsewhere in the state, as in the case in the wine industry, where catastrophic damage at least a dozen major North Bay wine producers will reportedly represent less than 1% of the $34.1 billion California industry's winemaking capacity. Blake estimates that between 3 and 5% of the farms in Northern California have been torched, but notes that early rains and massive humidity in 2016 put a much more significant dent in the crop numbers, as much as 40% of the region's crops were bad last year. This year's hot, dry summer made also means that near-perfect growing conditions had the industry on track for a bumper year that could have made up for last year's downturn. Unfortunately, it has also made the environment ripe for wildfires, which now could drive some farmers out of the business. As for raids on farmers and others in the industry complying with the law, that may well continue beyond the change in California law. Quote, it's unrealistic to expect that everyone in law enforcement is going to change. I think it's going to take time for them to change in a realistic way, said civil rights attorney Matt Kuhman, who has years of experience defending those charged with cannabis-related crimes. Until then, it's business as usual with many in local law enforcement and sheriff's departments. So be careful in all this. This is... fires are dangerous, and they're fast. And this is what was so scary about this happened in the middle of the night, a week and a half ago, Sunday, and people didn't have an hour. They had 10 seconds to get out of their house, and they lost everything, including, you know, lives, animals, houses, property. But this has taught me a giant lesson, even more so. I'm a first aid kind of kid, and so I like my first aid kits, and I like to be prepared and Red Cross volunteer and, you know, that kind of fun stuff. And so now I'm really prepared. I got all my first aid kit and everything ready in one spot. So if I need to get it, take this as a lesson, kids, to get your stuff together. Get your birth certificates, your car titles, your licenses, your medications. Most importantly, used to volunteer for the Red Cross on their disaster action team. And the first thing they would ask these couples that would come in with burned houses is, do you have your medication? And they'd say, no, it all went up. Put a week's worth of medication in. Make sure your car has a half tank of gas at all times, at least a quarter tank, but they say half, and have cash on hand. Put it in a safe, put it somewhere that you're not going to be tempted to take it out in the meantime. And just be prepared, because you never know when something's going to happen. And sadly for these people, for everybody in the industry out there, this has been a horrifying event. So on that note, we're going to just read off a little bit about Tumbleweed Sales Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Sorry about the barking dog out there. There's probably somebody delivering something somewhere in the world. But we want to let you know that we are having a huge, and I mean huge, certification special. 239 includes all fees, doctors, and office fees as well. And we'll take your picture and we'll process everything and upload it all, get it to the state. And they're getting cards out pretty quickly these days. So 239 is our special. 239 for a limited time. We don't know how long this is going to go. But we are going to let you know now what will qualify. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's. A chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, persistent muscle spasms, including MS. If you have Parkinson's, leg cramps, fibromyalgia, migraines, anything like that, what they say on this is very important. A chronic or a debilitating disease or a medical condition or just the treatment. If you're being treated for something and it causes any of these things, please come on down and we'll help you get certified. And a huge hello to the Netherlands that are here. But here we go.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Contact us today, 520-838-4430, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Sorry, I just took a big hit of sour diesel, or I've got that. For all those who toke it up with me in the mornings or any time during the day, you know when you take that hit and it goes right to your soul? You can't breathe for a second. Your whole world changes and life perspective is different. All right. Well, hello, Netherlands. I want to give a big old shout out to the Netherlands because they've been with us for years and years and years now. And not only, he gets to go home in 10 minutes. That is not even fair. But not only does he come on and share his wisdom and articles and great cannabis information and love of life for us with us, but he sends pictures of his crops that we sadly don't get to share with him. Boo. So enjoy. Those look absolutely gorgeous. Ladybugs are our friends always. Oh my gosh, we love ladybugs. So anyway, thank you for being here. Yes, 10 minutes. It's feeding day. Lucky. That's so great. Now, we were just talking. So how do you in the Netherlands? How do you get ready for a disaster? Are your plants ready? Mr. Netherlands, so you got water all around, you got your cash and your car ready and your first aid kit. All right, because this is big. I know I'm going to keep bringing this up, but this is big time. This is something that, you know, no one really thought about. Like, here we had this, we're still trying to figure out this major disaster with the Las Vegas shooter, and other things are happening, and then bam, in the middle of the night, my whole town goes up in flames. And we just got to be prepared. So here's, I think it's a live map. It says, in fact, I'm going to post this live map. It says, keep tabs on California wildfires with San Francisco Crohn's live map. So I'm going to post this. This is sad. This shows a picture of a farmer. We'll call him a farmer. And his crop looks like it got burnt pretty badly. Let's see. A week after deadly wildfires began to spread through Northern California's dry hills, North Bay officials said this week that the effort to contain the flames finally has gained some traction. Conditions have drastically changed from 24 hours ago, and that's definitely a good sign. Daniel Berlin, a spokesman for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, told ABC News on Sunday, it's probably a sign we've turned a corner for the fires. Let's hope so. A week ago, this started as a nightmare, added Napa County Supervisor Bailey Ramos. And the day we dreamed of has arrived. One of the best tools we've come across to keep the tabs on the ongoing fires in the San Francisco Chronicle's interactive map. And it shows how the blazes have spread over the past week, destroying property and hurting nearby air quality. Another thing. Oh, man, I wonder if you can wash weed like you can wash the grapes, because all that smoke. You don't have an N95 mask-free plant out there. I mean, you should, but we don't. But I'm sure it's not water-soluble, so I'm pretty sure you'd be able to rinse it off, but that smoke can ruin, you know, everything. And it's toxic and not good for you. So I wonder, that's another way that crops are going to be ruined, is not really even being burned, but by the smoke damage. Because that's sometimes even worse than the fire itself. Smoke damage can cause, can ruin everything. It gets in everything. It's like those little damn dust mites, you know what I'm saying? Gets in drawers. And it's awful. So here's an interactive map. Since they first began, the so-called Wine Country fires have become some of the most devastating in California's history. They've killed at least 41 people, spurred the evacuation of more than 40,000 others, and destroyed upwards of 5,700 structures. In Santa Rosa, a city in Sonoma County, even the local fire station went up in smoke. So sad. So here's an interactive tool to show you where the fires are. So if you have cannabis crops, if you have family there, if you have vineyards there, and you want to see what's going on, holy Toledo, if you pull this map up. So they have in green, they didn't do this for cannabis crops, but they show damaged wineries, and they show where the deaths are. They even evacuated the hospital in Santa Rosa because the fire, I'm not sure if it burnt part of that down, but and they're showing current hotspots. So it's a really great interactive map. If there are people all over that have friends and family there, and it's devastating. They're not out of the woods yet, but I hope they have turned that corner, and you should see the efforts of everybody coming from all directions to save this state. It's unbelievable. It's just overwhelming. And you know what else is overwhelming?
Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket.
About world peace. What are we talking about? I don't even know. Huh? What? Oh, yeah, we're going to Portal. Does anybody want to go into a portal with us? We don't know exactly which portal or where it's going, but we've just decided. I don't know. We went alien over the break. Things, funny, strange things happen. Wednesday, Wednesday. All right. I love that song. It always gets me going. I get all excited. And I want to smoke some weed. Yeah, so we're going to smoke some weed. Now we're going to smoke the opposite of what we were just smoking because that stuff's great, great. That's like two shots of tequila. Not good. Okay, so actually really good. that's Sour Diesel. Oh, I want to give another shout out. Scan Health Magazine, online free magazine. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to wait for the postman, the mail girl, anyone to show up with your magazine. You just go online, sit in front of your computer like you do anyway all day. And read it. And if you go to our website at TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com, you go to the radio link, click it up there top. Don't be scared. Cruise on down and you can check out. I'm not sure why our flash player is not enabled to listen to our shows live or otherwise past. If you go, you can click on the Grower's House or the Canna Health link right there. Grower's House in Tucson, Arizona. Best place to get your hydroponic equipment, nutrients, and anything else you need for growing tomatoes, strawberries, and marijuana. Good for the family. All right. So you can go to Canna Health, and it's online, and they've got a couple issues out now, and you can check out our ad in Canna Health Magazine as well. And also, you can check this out. Hang on.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
My sincere apologies. I did not realize that you could hear the bong hit through the ad. I was informed by the green room down the street. They could hear that. All right, well, hey, here you go. It is called Weed Day Wednesday, folks. I'm not saying. Just saying. All right, what we got going on? Cannabis Kid is not here, and we miss you. We always miss him when he's not here. So check it out. He always sends me great things, and he sent that a breeder of cannabis, breeder Subcool, donates to cannabis community fire victims. Another way you can help. Turning into that kind of show. Can't help but love where I'm from. The breeder behind TGA Genetics and the Weed Nerd lost everything in the Sonoma fires, and now he's trying to give everything back. A week after California's cannabis harvest ended in disaster for many as fires swept through Sonoma and Mendocino counties, one of the first and most famous cultivators impacted by the fires is back on the wagon to help raise funds for his peers. That's awesome. I was trying to clap for that. Last Monday, as word of 17 large fires roaring through the night reached the hazy morning sky, news surfaced on social media platforms that Subcool, a breeder with TGA Genetics, was one of the first confirmed to lose everything to the fast-moving flames. And this was the problem, folks. Officials were saying that this fire started, they don't really know how yet, but it started around midnight, 1 or 2 on Sunday, going into Monday morning. And that's why people lost everything, because they had no time to get out. The fire crept up on them in the middle of the night, and people were lucky to leave with lives, and some didn't. Actually, 41 people did not get so lucky. We reached out to Subpo yesterday to get his take on relief efforts at Ground Zero in Sonoma County and the outpouring of support so far. We've raised $15,000 on Friday and Saturday night, he said. What we've done is take a little bit of stuff from here and did an auction. Then my show, The Weed Nerd, has been raising money. The Weed Nerd 420. And there's a devastating picture. I'm going to post this on our blog, because if you're out there chatting with us, I want you guys to see this. This is devastating. And it's just sad. So hang on one second. Let me get back to this article here. It's another way. I need to figure out how you guys can donate here. So we'll figure that out for Weeds Day Wednesday. We'll figure out a donation process that we can send to California. Subcool said that much of the clarity he's seen so far has come through his Weed Nerd social media channels. The funds will be given to Patrick King of the Soil King Garden Center in Cloverdale, just north of Santa Rosa. According to Subcool, the money is going through a direct action fund for those impacted, thereby avoiding the red tape of larger nonprofit efforts. And maybe we'll reach out to them and find out if we can get that link and we can donate there as well. What we do with the money is to give it back to Patrick, the Soil King, and he's on the ground, Subcool said. What this allows us to do, instead of bothering with forms, the Red Cross, and bureaucracy, is you need a generator, you drive to the Soil King and say, Pat, I need a generator. Then you go home to, then you can go to Home Depot and buy it, and you get the money to do so. Subcool believes this approach makes it a grassroots effort, which he told Cannabis Now while he was driving to the Soil King to get a blood infusion for a medical condition. So he's providing me a bed and a place to get my medication because everything is burnt down. And then we're going to continue on raising money for food, supplies, and water to get to the growers, he said. Besides the Direction Action Fund he set up, Subcool has also seen many people start GoFundMe campaigns on this behalf. People are raising money for me all over the place, said Subcool. Any money given to me will be going to Pat. I won't be taking any of the money. I'll take a hat pin or a hoodie, things from the culture I can't buy. But I will not take money when other people have such a need. and you saw the link up there. Subcool also vented his frustrations with the way the cannabis community has been mistreated compared to other agricultural commodities in the wake of the flames, as he was not allowed to return to the property and see the damage firsthand until today, while other farmers have already been able to access the area. I'm going up tomorrow with my lawyer and a team of people, said Subcool. While noting he was sick of authorities not even letting him look through the debris. Nobody really knows anything, so we're using the internet and Instagram as a platform, said Subcool, while noting he's been broadcasting live much of the time over the last week on his Instagram page, at TheWeedNerd420. So far, some of the GoFundMe page supporting Subcool and others have remained unscathed, but the same cannot be said for all crowd search and relief funds. On Monday evening, the California Growers Association announced that the donations made to their wildlife relief fund have been reversed for being cannabis-related. They acted quickly overnight to set up a new fund here, which there's a link. We'll have full coverage of the cannabis crowdsourcing takedown tomorrow. Tell us what you do to benefit the people impacted by the NorCal fire. Well, I just want to say maybe a couple things. I can't even imagine. I mean, Silver Sister and I know firsthand what it means to lose damn near everything you've ever had. And it's a horrifying feeling. It's so deeply horrifying. You can't imagine until something like this happens when you literally lose. We got robbed. They got everything burned down. So there's no chance of getting their stuff back. But as far as, and I say this firsthand from being a Red Cross volunteer, when you go to a fire, it's dangerous when you go to the aftermath. And there's toxins that are there. And you're trained on how to go into a fire-damaged, ravaged area. So maybe the area wasn't safe. Maybe they were protecting you from not going in for a certain reason. You know, who knows? For whatever reason, I hope everyone's being treated fairly in this because it's all sad. And I know ICE. Immigration even said to all the immigrants out there, whether you're registered or not, we don't care. You belong in a shelter. If you've lost your homes, go get help. We will not come after you at this point. So this is a human effort. This is about being human now. And hopefully help is out there because everybody's going to need it, and they're going to need it for a long time. This isn't, you know, they said this could be weeks to years efforts in cleanup and rebuild. You know, there were entire towns evacuated, and there were entire neighborhoods destroyed, and almost 6,000 buildings, businesses, and homes are gone. And I know personally some of them, you know, their family, they're my friends, and these are places that I hung out with, you know, and didn't recognize them on TV until I saw a swimming pool and was able to put together where the house used to be that I hung out at. You know, it's really sad. You know, we need to try to understand that. So give to the community what you can. Find ways to donate. Call and see if you can volunteer. People are saying to donate to, you know, more grassroots organizations. Donate where you can. You know, Red Cross does a good job. National Guard does a good job. Your local fire station does a good job. There are volunteer fire communities, volunteer fire stations that do good jobs. Donate to them. Go right to the firehouses. Go right to the police department. You know, go where you want to go and donate, but just do something. This is devastating. It's still happening. And our cannabis community is huge, and it's just a baby in the whole community, and people should be holding their hands out there and saying, hey, man, hey, lady, I'm sorry you lost your crops. And they probably lost their crops quicker than the vineyards did, because what I found out during this whole thing is vineyards don't burn the same. In fact, the firemen use vineyards to keep the fires away. In some sense, they're the way that they're constructed geographic-wise, the way they're set up in their rows and how they're kept wet and moist. And I don't know the whole scientific reasons why, but a lot of vineyards were kept safe because of that. It's very interesting. Cannabis fields, on the other hand, I think they just, you know, sadly went up in smoke. Yeah. So, and sadly, they went up in smoke at a time when it's harvest season for a lot of people. This next 2 to 4 weeks, people were going to harvest. Like you heard earlier, this was going to make up for what was lost last year due to moisture and mold and bugs and things like that. This year was going to be a makeup year for farmers and growers. So smoke weed sparingly, I guess you'd have to say. Maybe make some edibles. They last longer. They go a little bit longer way. But yeah, get out there. And get out there and get certified. Come on down to Tumbleweed Cell Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We are having a super gargantuan. These are better than Phoenix prices. Super sale on certifications. Oh, I did it again. Alliteration. Super sale on certifications. $239 includes everything. Yes, everything. Really? Yes. Really? Everything? Everything. Doctors? Yes. State? Yes. Pictures? Yes. Paperwork? Yes. Everything. Everything? Everything. Come have some coffee. Come have some tea. Come buy an accessory. Ooh. All right. Also, if you're on food stamp, that price goes down to $164. Oh, my gosh. That's like magic. That's an amazing price. that's unheard of. That's really great. Yeah, that's really good. So come down. It's $239 for a limited time, $164 if you're on SNAP. We don't know how long that special is going to last, but we'll see. We'll see how we do. See if we can get invite some new people to come see Tumbleweed Cell Center. We've been in business for almost 6 years now. 11-11-17 will be our sixth year in business. We started 11-11-11. And we've hopefully been educating the many awesome patients that have come in to see us and have become friends and family and keep coming back to see us. We love you guys. Mark, if you're listening, hello out there. And Sandy, our little magic fairy, we miss you always. But we have your stuff all over the health center, and it's awesome. It's so great. It's one of the best memories of our patients coming in, and she couldn't help herself. She just came right in and said, I'm bringing these to the girls, and we'd have like cases of Capri Suns and give them to your patients, decorations and things that lit up. And I still have a Tinkerbell in my office in my house that's solar, so her wings clap all day long. So yeah, we miss you so much. So come on down to Tumbleweed Cell Center, get certified. It's very easy. Medical records, they're pretty easy to get. If you don't have them, not a lot of people carry them around, but some people. And if you've been to us prior years, we most likely have your medical records saved electronically. And if you come before the date that you saw the doctor, not the date you saw the card, I know that's tricky, because, you know, you come to see the doctor on October 1st, say, and you get your card October 14th, say. Well, in between those 2 weeks, your paperwork could expire, but your card might still be good. So don't let that confuse you. Bring your paperwork down, and our staff will take a look at it, and you won't have to be charged for it. If you don't see the doctor, you don't have to pay the fee, but we'll make sure you have proper paperwork. And if you don't have paperwork, but you have seen another doctor, we can get that paperwork for you. And if you've not seen a doctor at all in the last 12 months, we can offer evaluations for most conditions. And let's look at the conditions again. It's usually mostly chronic pain. People come in for migraines and arthritis, and I mean, you can physically see what's going on. Things like PTSD, we cannot evaluate because you have to have an actual psychiatrist diagnosis and signature values in the last 12 months. Cancer, can't do that either. You have to have blood work. So usually if someone has cancer, they've got their records. And a lot of times doctors are just sending people right over to our offices with their records in hand and saying, hey, go see them, and they'll get you started. Glaucoma, sometimes, well, I'm not sure if we can evaluate for glaucoma. I think that's, that's another one of those blood tests, and I have to go to the eye doctor and have all the, you know, scopes, funky scopes. We don't have funky scopes, sorry, we have funky scopes. So the HIV, AIDS, ALS, of course, you need to see another doctor. That's all serious blood work. Crohn's, that's intestinal. So, you know, a lot of people come in, usually if you have a diagnosis that's that specific, again, most people will have paperwork for that. We get a lot of people come in with IBS, migraines, fibromyalgia, RA, stomach issues in general, nausea. There's a lot of nausea out there, and there's a lot of pain, back pain out there, chronic pain. People come in, a lot of car accidents. We get a lot of people that have had multiple car accidents, in this town especially. My neighbor just yesterday was like, oh my God, I got hit again. I'm like, oh, again. Oh, it's crazy. Tombstone is so great. It's 3 blocks long. Speaking of Tombstone, come on down. This weekend is El Dorado Day. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come watch some gunslinging, rootin', tootin', shootin' shows. Your own Bell Star is going to be down there slinging her gun. She might could shoot. She might could get shot. Most likely she should be on the ground. That's all right. She'll back up for next week's show. Don't you worry. But come down. It's super fun. It's free. You really do get to see gunfights and shows in the streets. They do 1800s period fashion shows, which are really neat to actually understand why it's mostly the ladies. I don't see very many of the gents go out with their fancies. And so they go out and they tell you why they have the striped socks and all that fun stuff. And what everything's called. So usually I'm running around not paying attention, but it's really awesome. I got to go out and, you know, buy kids and trade them for horses and do fun things. So come on down to Tombstone, Arizona. Back to the list. Alzheimer's, yet another one with very specific conditions. And this says agitation of Alzheimer's. So, agitation is the symptoms of. So what they're exhibiting, what they're displaying, can be anything from forgetfulness to eating glass or things inappropriate or not knowing your name or your daughter's name or, I don't know, there's a whole range that goes with that, but I don't think that we diagnose that. Now, the chronic and debilitating pain conditions, a lot of people have back problems, and they've had back problems for years. And we get a lot that people don't want to go to regular doctors. We're not your primary, but we can diagnose the chronic pain conditions, most of them. So come down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We're having, like I said, a super special for $239. And come see us. It's a very painless process.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Forgot to mention, we do have veterans discounts. We offer a $10 veteran discount, I believe, off your certification. So come on down. That would even apply to our super sale. We would do that for veterans. So come down. That's a ripping deal right there. Get it? Ripping? I know. I can't help myself. Okay. Let's talk about the first Texas cannabis dispensary to open in December. A quaint rural town perched midway between San Antonio and Houston off Texas's Highway 10 is about to see an increase in traffic come this December. No, the town of Schlollenberg isn't some popular holiday destination, but it's about to be the site of the first Texas cannabis dispensary. Oh, my Lord. And this whole time I'm thinking of when I'm 25 years old and driving through Texas with my best friend, Rollins. Wait for it. Are you ready? Here it goes. In Texas, if you can eat a 5-pound steak in an hour, it's yours free. Can you imagine how many steaks are going to go through? Schlollenberg? I'm not kidding. First Texas Cannabis Dispensary. As its name might suggest, Schlollenberg, Texas is a remote enclave of German culture with a population hovering around 3,000. The small town is home to the Texas Polka Music Museum. Wow. This is crazy. The dispensary Knox Medical received its license this summer. The owner, Jose Hidalgo, also runs licensed medical cannabis operations in Florida and Puerto Rico. Hidalgo explained that he chose the sparsely populated town for strategic reasons. In terms of logistics, the location puts him within a couple hours trip from Austin, Houston, and San Antonio. Land is also a premium for Hidalgo's grow operation. We require a large amount of land, he said. The grow operation and dispensary will be located on the same site. Hidalgo plans to produce his CBD-rich cannabis oil there. According to Texas Public Radio, opinions on the dispensary vary among Schlollenberg residents. Many didn't seem to have much in the way of comment either way, but others expressed enthusiasm. Local barbecue and meat market owner Roy Smarkovsky said he hoped the state would continue to expand access to medical marijuana. See, I'm telling you, Smarkovsky's wife suffers from chronic pain, a condition Texas has not yet approved for medical cannabis treatment. If it is for medical purposes, why suffer and why go through life and suffer? Smirkovsky told TPR. So sorry. Other residents are looking forward to the dispensary bringing more traffic, jobs, and boosting the local economy. But Knox Medical plans to deliver orders of its CBD oil to registered patients in Texas. In other words, the Schlollenberg dispensary won't be a storefront. Sales and deliveries are scheduled to begin by the end of the year. However, the slow licensing process could mean patients in Texas won't be able to place orders until January 2018. Texas legalized medical cannabis for a short list of conditions back in 2015. The Texas Compassionate Use Act, only legalized growing, producing, and selling a specific type of cannabis oil. According to the act, oil must have very low levels of THC and very high levels of CBD. 2 years later, Texas is finally licensing its first dispensaries, but the state's Compassionate Care Act only applies to epilepsy patients. Proponents of access to medical cannabis remain disappointed with the law's restrictions. Well, that's very interesting. So they're not going to be a storefront. So those in that tiny, teeny, tiny little German town, you can't just go up there and get your CBD, but you can order from them, which is very interesting. And they're going to have a giant grow, which means a lot of jobs. So, and just having that brick and mortar, as they call it in the industry, that's going to mean a lot of jobs. Well, good for them. That's great, Texas. Oh, my gosh, look out, meat eaters. All right, here's a good one. In closing, this will be our closing article. Oh, this word. Opioid. I can't say it. Opioid-related deaths fell 6.5% after adult-use marijuana legalized in Colorado research finds. Denver. Opioid-related deaths have fallen by more than 6% in Colorado in the 2 years after the state started selling recreational marijuana, according to new research published in November's edition of the American Journal of Public Health. The researchers who conducted the study found that 6.5% reduction represented, quote, a reversal of, quote, a 14-year increased trend in opioid-related deaths in Colorado since 2000. But they stressed in the report that further research is needed in order to make sure the trends could be seen beyond Colorado, as there aren't any other states that had a similar time frame for legalization that could be studied. The use of marijuana as an alternative to opioids or as a recovery tool for addicts has been much discussed over the past year, as more states have legalized either medical or recreational cannabis. And as the Trump administration fights the notion that marijuana could be a helpful alternative medicine. All right. Well, oh my gosh, we're already there. Let's get back here. Let's do this. And we're already at the end of the darn show. Dang it. I have more articles to read. That's all right. Next week, folks. I'm so glad you tuned in. Thanks for letting me talk about my Napa folks. I love you guys. Stay strong. Napa strong. Napa strong. And next week we'll have the Cannabis Kid back. Thank you, Silver Sisters, for being so silently sweet over there on the sofa. Ah, I did it again. Excellent. Thanks for the latte. And we'll have more great stories next week, and we're hoping to have some fun guests on coming up. I think we need Watermelon to go back on. Yeah, I think she's running, and so we need to talk to her about her constituency and her candidacy. So tune back in next week. We love you folks. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Have an awesome week, you guys. Be prepared.